There is a fair bit of a cheer in India that in about 2024, the BJP may be moved out. Many people put that probability at about at least 15%, and that Congress may win in Karnataka, which is polling today. The probability has been placed at about 90%. I don't agree with these figures at all. No, I'm not saying that the chances of an opposition winning in 2024 is not even 10-15%. And same is the case in Karnataka, I think they'll win. But that won't change the situation. Because the problem is not of which political party comes in power. The problem is with the people who will remain to be what they are. They don't change because a different party has been placed on power on top. We are people, we Indians, which are the majority of us are Hindus, are people to whom nothing matters except self-interest. I mean, if an MP like Brij Bhushan Singh, who screws and fingers females publicly almost, is respected in India, he's for whatever reason, it's not because he's from BJP, he's from some other party like Akhilesh's party or Mamata's party or even Congress, he will still be respected. And Indians have no problem with, literally, I'm using a euphemism, by being screwed. I mean, we voted for the BJP the second time after monetization was experienced by us. And after the mismanagement of COVID was experienced by us, day by day we find the Prime Minister using arguments, you should vote for me, not by saying that I will improve your per capita GDP, but by saying Bajrang Bali ki jai, and by saying that that woman is so bad and that family is so bad, that family which is in tantrum, which is in doldrums, which don't even have an MP today in India's political life. Rahul Gandhi is no longer an MP. That party has got so bad, his grandfather was so bad, great-great-father was so bad. He's not saying that I'll improve your life. I promise that I'll improve your per capita GDP by 5%. Nobody even mentions that. But he wins. So if that is what Indians are, how does it matter? Even if Congress wins, it won't change. Because Congress MPs are no better. And as I said, the voters, the people, citizens will remain to be exactly the same. The one very, 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 very slim chance of thing improving is that Congress wins or any party wins majority and the leader is Rahul Gandhi, whatever name of that party be. Rahul Gandhi is a chap who's too decent, almost an un-Indian-like decency, who has entered politics. There are many decent people in India, but they don't enter politics. Here is a man who's just too decent. But being too decent alone also doesn't work. Like Manmohan Singh's decency didn't work. He didn't have the steel in him to correct things and battered the heads of Indians to improve. Rahul Gandhi may also fall that way, that he's too good himself. Because being good is all that matters. It is not being knowledgeable or being professional that matter, just being a good human being, of which there is a great scarcity in India. As I said, amongst people who enter public life. This guy is good. He is just too good a human being. And as I said, that is all that matters. Will he have enough steel in him to come on top and then batter the head of us bad Indians and get his decency through in Indian political life? That still remains to be seen. But that is that one slim chance, and that makes the chance of India improving to be about 0.5%, even if Congress wins a clear majority. But then, what a chance. What a chance of India becoming a better country, a country where decency prevails. And if decency prevails, decency prevails under a leader who has steel in him, everything improves. So please be clear as to what the scope is and who's the cause of all this. You and I, Indians. to whom nothing matters, who's screwing whom, who's doing what. As long as I'm okay, all is okay. I will get my salvation. Nirvana is all that I want. Alokasthana Thane.